This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. We're here weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern. First repeated the show at 5. Then the next one's midnight, and then 5 a.m. in the morning. And it's a good time. Anytime you can listen to the program, remember, take maybe your smart device out there. If you need to listen to us through TuneIn Radio or OOTunes or the Radio Player Canada app, just to name a few places in which you can find the show to live stream it if you're on the move. Rami Amuth and Kelly McDonald, we're the hosts of the program. And on Wednesday and Friday, I'll say it right this time, when we had McGee on here, I said Monday and Wednesday, I think, or something like that, even though we had her on a Friday. Real clever.
Oh, right. Yeah, she called you out on it, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, she would. She's not sick enough, man. Like, she's got this sore voice, but she's certainly like, bing, like that. She was all over that. But heard her on Now with Dave Brown yesterday, and she sounds like she's coming around quite well. So speaking of coming around and being quite well, let's invite in, as we're joined by AMI content development specialist in Edmonton, Mr. James Crisco. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Great to be here. I've been listening to the show. It's a fantastic show today.
It's
like
busy.
Every single topic I've been wanting to chime in on.
Hey, he's got his own cut for time out there.
Yeah, that's right.
I can hear you now, Jim. Are you actually shouting at us? And like, because that's what I always hope, that people are demanding, ask this question, like I do it all the time, scream at the TV or whenever I'm listening to a podcast. Hey, ask the guest this question. Ask the, what's wrong with you? Don't you hear me? And I think that's one of the things that hopefully a good interviewer comes up with, those things that, gotcha, Jim. I hear you. Stop yelling so loud. But thanks for doing that, sir. Let's start in Manitoba. There's some good news with folks who have chronic illness and disability regarding the priority list for the vaccine. Of course, we were discussing this kind of thing earlier in the show. Bring us up to speed on it.
Absolutely. This is great news. The folks in the advocates within the disability community in Manitoba are very pleased with this. This is also news from 6 days ago, so things may have changed about specific vaccines. I'm not sure. I doubt they have, actually, at this point. But as you guys were discussing the AstraZeneca earlier, but what they've done is the initial rollout was more geared towards age groups, and they were going to be rolling out within age groups within the province. But now they've broken that down because, of course, folks who may have chronic illnesses or certain disabilities or certain underlying illnesses that accompany a disability, they have been moved up on the priority list. So they're either in the first or the second wave of shots or jabs, as everyone seems to be calling them now. And they seem to be very, the folks who are the advocates and the folks within the disability community are very excited and happy because it gives them a more clear roadmap to how this is going to roll out. Plus, many of these folks can be in the higher risk category. So it's also an opportunity for them to be able to have that protection against the virus and resume more of a regular routine sooner. And that's very, very important. So it was great news in Manitoba. Yeah,
I would imagine, because you think about it, and I mean, it's interesting, the cross-section of people that I know who are getting the vaccine, from healthcare providers to people who are older, and kind of with the change with the AstraZeneca in Ontario here, so that older people can get it, how that will look, having drugstores administer it, some doctors, and just other people with health conditions, especially in the disability community, because that was something across the country they were asking for, different disabilities and talking about how vulnerable. And I don't know, Jim, I don't know if you guys have had much conversation out there before we move on about how many disabled people have fallen to this illness. It's a scary number that I think most of us will be shocked at.
Absolutely. Certainly typically a more vulnerable community to begin with, but on all levels, this has hit harder on the disability community than possibly any other community, other than perhaps the aging community in Canada. But that also, there's crossover there as well. So absolutely, this is great news for that reason. Is these are the folks that should be given the opportunity to you know, get out of this thing earlier than most, in my eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Jim, thanks for highlighting that. And I want to move over to Saskatchewan because TikTok star Bella Thompson has received a very special gift from a famous fan. Tell us what the gift is.
This is so cool. I'll give you a little background on Bella. I'm not sure if we discussed her before on the show, but she's 7 years old and she has a rare form of dwarfism called cartilage hair hypoplasia severe. So it's a combined immunodeficiency and with a combined immunodeficiency and a rare bowel disease. She's actually currently waiting for a bowel transplant. But her mom started this TikTok channel, and she Bella loves to create art. She started to create art as a therapy in the hospital. She does beautiful art. She's also just this incredibly positive girl, and she has a smile that lights up the room. She started this doing these what she calls inspirational videos on TikTok, which are involve her artwork, her just her attitude, her smiling. And she has literally, so we can put Bella into the category of celebrity as well. Millions of fans. She now has about, what did they say, about a million views on each of her TikToks, and one has more than 16 million views on it, on her TikTok videos. I know. So she's really captured the hearts and minds of people out there. So Halsey, who, as we know, is an entertainer, a singer, she saw some of these Bella videos and fell in love with Bella and sent her a care package. She called it a care package in early March, and it had within it an iPad Air with a stylus pencil, gift card for the Apple Store, professional drawing supplies, and a new backpack to carry your supplies in, and makeup from Halsey's About Face line. So good on you, Halsey. This was fantastic, and it Bella is thrilled. They did a video on her opening the care package, and sort of the happiness and the positivity spreads right through stuff like this. So just a beautiful story.
Mm. That's really wonderful.
It's cool to see anybody opening things on TikTok when they get care packages or things like that. And I'm always like, oh man, if that was me. But this is so awesome. And like you said, good on Halsey, because I'm sure that getting that kind of attention from another celebrity, because we're now Bella's a celebrity, she's going to be making huge moves. But that's amazing for all of us.
I think, absolutely.
Sorry, Jim, go ahead.
Oh no! I was just going to say, absolutely, this the power of TikTok. This is from Saskatchewan, and she, from her own home, has captured the world. So it's beautiful.
I think so many people get to present on there, and what a way to make you feel good in the day if you go watch people opening little gifts, surprises, or just those wow moments when somebody gets a surprise or a treat or just something cool happens. Maybe even if they got, accepted to a university or college, boy, that's something you should start making viral out there on TikTok. That would be really nice. Finally, let's head over to Calgary. An interesting thing going on, the Viralee Cub over there is opening up a one-of-a-kind sport adaption gym. What sport are they working with here to adapt?
This is super cool. This is exciting news. Give the Variety Club complete props on this. This is the first one in Canada. They're bringing to Canada what's called the Volt Hockey Program, VOLT. And what it is it's a special hockey program, a custom hockey program designed for a person who may have limited upper mobility primarily. And so it's a battery operated chair, hockey chair with a joystick. The best I can describe it, the looks of it, is if you take sort of an Adirondack chair, but you sit more upright. In Adirondack chairs, you tend to lay back a little bit more. You sit more upright, and you put wheels and a joystick on it, and off the front of it is a plastic blade to be able to manipulate to stick handle the puck, and it's this Volt hockey game, and you play 3-on-3 in gymnasiums, and it is super cool. And they have video that in Calgary of these children trying it out for the first time and just loving it. It's great. It's really exciting, really fast, very, very inclusive, and a totally fun sport. So they're rolling it out here in Calgary, and they're going to have some sessions in Edmonton, and hopefully from there it catches on across the country.
So does that mean in a couple of weeks, or at least the weeks after they have the sessions in Edmonton, you're going to bring a story about this guy who works for AMI who actually tried one of these out, and they were still chasing him down the sidewalk as he went out the doors of the gym with one of these? That's amazing, Jim, and it does sound like you can hear how much fun you'd like. Oh, wow, this would be kind of cool to do. You know, sir, could you let the kids, play?
After me.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. You got Rumya doing that. And then, hey, this is my TikTok video. So, Jim, who thought this up, though? Like, who created these? And any idea, that you know, the cost of creating it?
These particular customized chairs are they're made in Denmark. So it's actually started in Denmark and actually and very popular over there. They're about $7,000 per chair. So there's a bit of a cost to it, but honestly, when you see it, it's worth it. And what I'm hoping is they've got some of the sessions in Calgary. They have some in Edmonton. They're going to put together some programs for adults and for kids, that eventually we have another Battle of Alberta.
Yes. Wow. Well, you certainly have to make sure that they're very durable, Jim. That is for sure. Thanks a lot, pal.
Thanks. Great to be on. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Jim. Jim Crisco, he joins us every couple of weeks on the program. We visit and find out what's going on in his region, as well as we do with other regions across the country, as our content development specialists join us on Wednesdays and Fridays right here on Kelly & Company. In the next hour of the program, Dave and Debbie are going to walk us through accessible word game options for blind and low vision players. We cover getting started with spring cleaning with Leanne Barda. But up next in a moment, get out your baby bottles. I have a funny feeling we're going to be discussing them a little bit. Anyway, it's the Wednesday edition of Buzz with Bill. I'll leave that with you because it's Bill. I think you know what to expect. Back for hour two in a moment.
You've been listening to Kelly & Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.